The Treaty of Versailles, signed on June 28, 1919, was a monumental accord that significantly reshaped the geopolitical landscape of Europe and had far-reaching implications. This peace treaty concluded World War I, formally ending the state of war between Germany and the Allied powers. Its origins and consequences are deeply intertwined with the intricate politics, ambitions, and grievances that characterized the early 20th century. World War I, which raged from 1914 to 1918, involved many of the world's great powers and led to unprecedented destruction and loss of life. As the Central Powers, notably Germany, began to crumble, the Allied powers sought to establish a framework for peace that would prevent future conflicts. The Paris Peace Conference, which began in January 1919, served as the platform for negotiating the terms of peace. Dominated by the Big Four, the United States, the United Kingdom, France, and Italy, the conference reflected the diverse and often conflicting goals of the Allied nations. The principal architects of the treaty were U.S. President Woodrow Wilson, British Prime Minister David Lloyd George, French Premier Georges Clemenceau, and Italian Prime Minister Vittorio Orlando. Each brought their own national interests and visions for the post-war order, leading to intense debates and compromises. Wilson, with his vision for a new world order, championed principles like self-determination and international cooperation, aiming to establish lasting peace through the League of Nations. Clemenceau, representing a France that had borne the brunt of the war's devastation, demanded harsh penalties for Germany to ensure it could never again threaten France. Lloyd George sought a balance between securing reparations to rebuild Britain and preventing the rise of a vengeful, impoverished Germany that might destabilize Europe. Orlando aimed to achieve territorial gains for Italy, which had joined the Allies in 1915. The treaty reflected these various interests and emerged as a complex document with 440 articles. One of its most contentious provisions was Article 231, known as the War Guilt Clause, which placed full responsibility for the war on Germany and its allies. This clause provided the basis for demanding significant reparations from Germany, a point of bitter resentment that would later fuel nationalist sentiments and political instability in the country. Territorially, the treaty stripped Germany of its colonies and significant European territories, returning territories to France, Belgium, and Poland. Additionally, the treaty imposed severe limitations on the German military, restricting its size and prohibiting conscription, tanks, aircrafts, and submarines. The economic and political repercussions of the Treaty of Versailles were profound. The reparations burden severely strained Germany's economy, contributing to hyperinflation and widespread suffering during the 1920s. Politically, the treaty's harsh terms fostered a climate of humiliation and resentment in Germany. These sentiments were exploited by extremist political movements, most notably Adolf Hitler's National Socialist Party, which capitalized on public discontent to gain power. The failure of the Treaty of Versailles to establish a lasting and just peace became apparent with the outbreak of World War II in 1939. Many historians argue that the punitive measures and lack of reconciliation set the stage for the rise of totalitarian regimes in Germany and elsewhere. Thus, while intended to secure a new world order, the treaty arguably sowed the seeds for future conflict. In sum, the Treaty of Versailles was a pivotal document in the 20th century, reflecting the complexities of diplomacy and the challenges of creating a stable international system in the aftermath of a devastating war. Its legacy remains a subject of extensive historical analysis and debate, serving as a powerful reminder of the delicate balance between peace and retribution in international relations.